Hey, how you doing? This is Joshua Mikowski, and it's Thursday, the 17th of December, 2015. And it's hot as a motherfucker here today. It's, I think it got to 42 degrees, which is over 100 degrees if you're playing in America. So it's pretty fucking hot. Yesterday was basically the same. The day before was basically the same. And the next 3 or 4 days in front of us are all around the 40 degree, 100 plus degree mark. So it's fucking balls. I'm in the car, just left work. My steering wheel is burning. Everything's hot. On top of this, I fucking worked outside for most of the day like a fucking slave because I don't have a computer job. So I really gotta sort my shit out and get a fucking easy cushion job. Hey, but what the fuck am I complaining about, you know? You know, I live in Australia. I get paid well. Fucking can do what I want, when I want, you know? It's all good. So I shouldn't complain like a little bitch. Although, you can't really help complaining when it's this hot, can you? Hey, at least my air conditioning semi-works. I got this fucking, this Mazda 3. We need an upgrade. It's 2007, I think this is. So it's like 8 years old, if my math is right there. But fucking definitely needs an upgrade. The aircon, or at least the aircon needs an upgrade, because it doesn't seem to be doing shit. So the missus, she's got the good car. She's got the 2014 Hyundai iX35 Trophy Edition with the fucking aircon that works well. So I'm stuck with this piece of shit. There I am going fucking complaining about. That's all I do is complain, isn't it? I'm just a complainer. Should really talk about more positive things than just complaining. So, I'm on the way to the gym. That's what I do most days. I go to the gym, go on the gym today. So today is no different, even when it's stinking fucking hot like it is now. So, what am I going to do at the gym today? I've got no idea. Maybe some triceps. Some triceps. Because I haven't trained them and I feel like a week maybe. Not directly anyway. And I really want those fucking big ass guns for this summer. But might have to wait till next summer. Get on the T, you know? A bit of the test E. That's what I'm saying. Make those guns a bit bigger. I don't know about that. Seems a little bit extreme, doesn't it? Pumping man-made hormones into our body just to get more buff. But, you know, as a result, you get more attention from people. You know what? I reckon you get more attention from your male, my male work colleagues if I buffed up than I'd actually get from females. Of course, you get the a few more girls looking at you when you're all muscled up. But, yeah, I think, I don't know, I think more guys at work would be asking questions and checking me out, as I do to other muscular men. No homo, of course. I didn't suck his dick, he sucked mine, so I'm not gay. That was a joke, by the way. Yeah, so what did I do? Let's talk about the UFC 194. What a fucking card that was. Tremendous. No Gay Jesus Romero got the shock win, in my opinion. Jacare should have won that fight, for sure. I have to rewatch it. I was pretty fucking polaxed while I was watching it at the Adelaide Casino over there. But Jacare, I think he might have won 2 out of the 3 rounds. But hey, you get that. It's always a lot of dodgy judging going around, but don't fucking slam me for this, you know. As I said, I have to rewatch it. And the Damian Maia just humped that guy, like held him down, used superb jiu-jitsu, just did an excellent job. And then we had, what else we have there? Oh, how can we forget Luke Rockhold defeating Chris Weidman? I honestly thought if Weidman's game was on point, if he was lucky, I couldn't see Rockhold beating Weidman. But Weidman just looked off, he really did. And I know he said that as well after the fight. And people, a lot of the time, especially champions, when they lose their belt, they use it as an excuse almost. But I legitimately think he just didn't look as good as he normally does. He didn't look like a champion. So I personally think he deserves a rematch. I don't know if the UFC or Dana would give him an immediate rematch. You have no idea, but I think he deserves one. He was a good champion. He defended his belt for a while, you know. But hey, who are they going to give Rockhold now? They're talking about Vitor. Oh no, he called out Vitor. I don't think Vitor deserves it. He's lost a couple. He's off the juice. I think Rockhold wants his revenge though, because I think that was Rockhold's only UFC loss, and he got knocked out by Vitor, by a juice to the fucking gills Vitor. So you know, he wants his revenge because he knows Vitor may still be juicing. He's still got high test levels in comparison, but I guess they're not really picking that. Well, he stays within the limits and passes all the tests so far, so he's still able to fight. But Luke wants his revenge, and that's understandable. But for a true title challenge, I don't think that's good at all. Because what if Vitor wins? And Vitor, the fucking former juice champion, the former juice head, is now champion. And let's be honest, I don't think he'd hold the belt for long anyway. But I just don't think he deserves it. I think they're not going to give it to Jacare because he just supposedly lost against No Gay Jesus. So I think No Gay Jesus gets a shot. I think that's how it's going to go. Well, unless the UFC just match up Vitor. Oh, there's a lovely lady over there. Yeah, and then maybe the shock of the night was a 13 or 14 second win to Conor McGregor. Knocked out Jose Aldo in 13 or 14 seconds. So I think it was 14, I've got no idea. Anyway, it's fucking quick anyway. Just hit him on that sweet spot. And I don't know how much Aldo... Aldo's had a lot of time off, you know, with injury. Hasn't fought that much as of late. Conor's been fighting a fair bit. I don't like all the smack that Conor talks a lot of the time, but it's just because it gets a bit repetitive, really. But I think he deserves to be champ. He beat a lot of good guys, and he's got the belt now, man. So there's still people that want to go at him, like Frankie Edgar and a couple of others. Mendez wants another shot, but you know, I think he deserves to have that belt. And I honestly think, well, he's spoken in the past about how the weight cut to that division is real hard for him because he's such a big guy for that division. So he should, in my opinion, step up to the 155 pound division, which is what he said he wants to do anyway. But I don't know if the UFC will let him try and defend two belts at once, or if I've got no idea how he's going to go about that. But I'd personally love to see him fight in a bigger division, and then we'll see how dominant he is in that division. Because to be honest, I don't think he'll be very dominant in that division. You got bigger guys, maybe even like a larger pool of quality fighters. I don't know how well he's going to go in 155. If he gets some shot straight at the belt, I guess that's the easy road to it, isn't it? And then if he beats the 155 champ, then he's got hold of the belt. Just got it the easy way, I suppose. But if he has to fight and win like four fights in a row or something like that, he's much more likely to stumble along the way. So I saw one of the undercard fights when I got to the casino as well. Uriah Faber doing a top job, looking great as always. That guy, man, he just keeps getting, obviously keeps getting older like all of us, but he doesn't seem to deteriorate with age. He's always in good shape. You know, there was another fight on the weekend with Paige VanZant. Man, they got the same haircut, they look the same. You could be his fucking sister, you know. VanZant could be Uriah's sister. Van Zandt's quite cute, but she got bloodied up. She got cuts, bloodied up. That was a good fight. And then you got the Frankie Edgar and Mendez. Well, yeah, Chad Mendez fight on the what's it called? The Ultimate Fighter finale. Very entertaining fight. I fell asleep. I had a little nap, as I do now. I'm getting older. I have little fucking grandpa naps in my grandpa chair. So I had to rewatch it / for the first time, because I slept through the first time when I woke up, and that was also interesting. I'm sweating like a bitch in this car. I got the fucking fan on, the aircon fan. I don't want to turn it up to 4. I'll put it on 4. I just didn't want the fan to be too loud while I do this. But you know what? I'm about the rawness. This is about the rawness of a podcast. I don't like podcasts when they're too refined. I like them to be real. So you got real background noise, real fucking loud background noise right here. So going to the gym, about to turn on my gym road. Sound effects, do you like that? Alright, here we go, let's beat this car. Oh yeah, come on Mazda, let's do it baby. My dream car, by the way, is a Ferrari. That's what I want, one day. But it's probably almost one of the most impractical cars to drive, isn't it? Just being so low to the ground. If I got the slightest scratch, I'd be so fucking pissed off. So, I guess Ferraris, Lambos are all pretty impractical. But as far as a practical supercar, maybe a Porsche or Porsche, however you want to say it. That would be a sweet ride. That would be a sweet ride for sure. Yeah, so, yeah, I don't know what kind of Porsche though. But I don't know much about Porsches. I'd have to do a lot of research into them. Maybe if you guys know anything about Porsches, you can shoot me some shit if you're a Porsche expert. More sound effects for you. Man, I need a shit. I need to take a big shit. That's what I do. I go to the gym, and like I reckon 80% of the time when I get into the gym, the first thing I do is go take a big shit. It's like pre-gym shit nerves or something. I don't know what it is. Just parking it up here. Alright. I had some pre-workout. A guy at work gave me, an Indian guy, gave me his hide pre-workout because he said it didn't do anything for him. He didn't like it. I don't know how I can't do anything for you. A scoop's got like 300 milligrams of bloody caffeine in it. I'm feeling the buzz right now. So I'm gonna go in, smash some triceps and see what else. Maybe do shoulders and tries, see how I feel. But a minimum triceps. And thanks for listening. Hey, if you wanna hit me up, you can add me on Twitter if you like, @ Josh Mikowski. You should see me there. And any questions you want to throw me, just throw me, and we'll shoot the shit. Alright man, I'm out, and I'll see you next time on the Mikowski Project. Stay black.